Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, and as you know, this is our favorite time of the month when we have our friend Francine on in the Angels Show, which is called Francine's Angels. She's going to be on from 11 to 12 today, and we'll be taking callers. Well, I'll be talking to you and getting your names during the show. But she's actually going to start taking readings on the half hour. So if you'd like to call in and ask a question, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And if you want more information about this show or other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As always, to find out about all the great services and classes and events that Francine is holding, make sure to go to her website at francinesangels.com. And I just want to let you know the next show is going to be coming up on March 19th. And with that, Francine, are you there?
I'm here, Mark. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So I'll go ahead and hand off to you. You're all set.
Okay, good. I can't tell you, everybody, how much it means to me that you tune in. I've gotten so many responses via email and Facebook, so it means the world to me that you take this hour to be with me. So I can't tell you how I look forward to this once a month. I wish it could be more. All right, what I thought we'd do today is I'm feeling, especially if you're in the Northeast, we're all feeling a little stuck with the winter weather. Let's face it, we've just gotten one snowstorm after the other. And that affects your chakras. So I thought today we would do a beautiful chakra healing and cleansing. But before we begin, I want to tell you a little bit. Not everyone's familiar with the chakras or where they're located. So I thought I'd explain that first, and then we'll do a beautiful guided meditation, and we'll actually unblock any chakras that are blocked. So you're going to feel like $1 million when this is over. All right, let's start with what the word chakra means, and it's spelled C-H-A-K-R-A. The word chakra in Sanskrit means wheel. And your body contains 7 major chakras. There are others, but today we're going to deal with the 7 major. And when these chakras get stuck or clogged, just like a drain, they're not spinning freely. So your body starts to feel sluggish and stressed. You may feel moody. You tend to get sick more easier. And when they're running smoothly and cleansed and spinning, your body feels healthy and vibrant and healed. And you can feel your body flowing. When your chakras are in alignment and flowing, you actually feel differently. So focusing on each chakra while in a meditative state can help you get your chakras unstuck and will bring back harmony to your body. So let's begin by learning about your first chakra, which is your crown chakra. Your crown chakra is located at the base or the top of your head. And this is where you downloaded messages from spirit. This chakra is your link between you and the Creator. If this chakra is blocked or closed, you may experience fuzzy thinking, confusion, difficulty in seeing viewpoints of others, rigid or stubborn in your thinking. You could also experience health problems such as pituitary gland or your nervous system may feel off. But by cleansing this chakra, you open yourself up to the Creator who is able to tap into your health issues and purify your being, making you feel healthy and in a beautiful state of bliss. So that's the crown chakra at the top of your head. The second chakra is the third eye. That's located in the space between your two physical eyes, If you put your finger there, it's right in the center, right in between, right in the center of your forehead. Your third eye chakra is associated with your inner knowing, your insight, your clairvoyance, able to see spiritual things clearer. And your psychic abilities are located right there. Your dreams are located there too. If this chakra is blocked, you don't remember your dreams as well. When the chakra is balanced, you have excellent intuition and manage to be at the right time and the right place. And you make good choices in life. If the chakra is stuck or out of balance, you may be experiencing self-doubt, or you may be swayed easily by others. You may experience lack of clarity or inability to remember your dreams. And your psychic abilities may be blocked or shut down for a while. And you may not trust yourself or your everyday decisions. So let's try to get this chakra unblocked today too. Your third chakra is your throat chakra. And it's located right where the throat is. And if you put your hand in your throat and you swallow, you can feel it. That is your throat chakra. When this chakra is open and cleansed, you feel like you can communicate easily with others. You tell your truth with ease, and you have more grace and peace with words. What I say to people is, you sort of sugarcoat your words. Your filter gets filtered. Your ability to express your truth creates harmony with all of life. But when this chakra is blocked, you have difficulty letting others know how you truly feel. You find it hard to stand up for yourself. You also find yourself lying to others and to yourself. And you also cannot express your point of view clearly. Sometimes the words just don't come out or you jumble them. So we're going to cleanse this chakra today. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra. And it's located near or around the heart. But for today's purposes, I want you to picture it right where your heart is. You can feel that area. When open, you are filled with love and compassion, kindness towards yourself and others. Your relationships improve, and you start to practice self-love again. However, if this chakra is blocked, you may feel lack of love. Even if you're surrounded by love, when the chakra is blocked, you don't feel like people love you. You can't convince yourself of that. You also don't feel self-love. Your self-esteem tends to be low, or you have very little love in your life. You judge yourself or others harshly. You usually have a lot of anxiety if this chakra is blocked. And trouble receiving from others. It's like if someone gives you a gift or a compliment, it's hard for you to receive that. So that's definitely one we want unblocked. Your fifth chakra is called your solar plexus, S-O-L-O-R-P-L-E-X-A-S. The solar plexus is right where your gut is, right where your belly button is. When clear, the chakra makes you feel in control. You have better gut reactions to life and life circumstances. You're assertive without being aggressive, and you have great personal boundaries. When blocked, you'll feel fear, lack of self-esteem, substantial insecurity, lack, mental confusion, problems sticking to your decisions, lack of personal control. A lot of people, when this chakra is blocked, they drink a little too much or they gamble, or that's the lack of personal control in the gut area. Remember, your solar plexus or your stomach area is your second brain, so treat it kindly. You think with two brains. So that definitely has to be cleared. Your sixth chakra is called your sacral, S-A-C-R-A-L. And this is located just below your navel or belly button. When this chakra is clear, you feel great joy, emotional and physical pleasure, flexibility, fluidity, and creativity for life. But when this chakra is blocked, you feel emotional mood swings, self-pity, your sensuality issues feel off, lack of sexual pleasure, lack of joy, overly attached to others, depression or boredom, and definitely lack of creativity. Your seventh chakra is the root, R-O-O-T chakra, located at the base of your spine. This is the chakra that makes you feel grounded to the earth plane or to Mother Earth. When unblocked, the chakra will allow you a feeling of freedom, vitality, refreshed, belonging to this wonderful earth, knowing your life's purpose. But when blocked, you have lack of abundance. You feel unwanted or unwelcome, low self-esteem, and poverty consciousness. You'll feel restless. You don't know where to put your feet or where you belong, and very vulnerable. So this is definitely a chakra that you want cleansed and cleared. Good. So now that we know where the seven major chakras are located and their mission in our bodies, let's cleanse them and get them spinning so we'll be in perfect working order and start to feel amazing and healthy again. So now I ask you to sit or lie in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and take some deep meditative cleansing breaths. In through your nose, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And out through your mouth, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And once again, in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And out through your mouth, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You should start to feel more and more relaxed, more and more at peace. Good. Good. Just relax a minute. And I'm going to ask you to focus on your crown chakra. That's the one at the top of your head. Now you're going to laugh, but I want you to picture the old-fashioned bathtub stopper at the top of your head. And in a minute, I'm going to ask you to open it up. It's safe at all times when you open this. And I want you to picture Archangel Raphael in front of you and Archangel Michael behind you. And when you open this chakra or bathtub stopper, I want you to open it up and let Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Raphael, we got all three in there now, I want you to allow them to pull out all the muck that's in there. So with a deep breath, open it up. Good. There's some thick, deep muck in there, and allow these angels to pull out all this junk. It does not hurt the angels in any way. In fact, they're grateful that you allow this. In fact, the minute it touches their hands, it starts to dissipate and go right into the universe, never to harm anyone else. So with a deep breath, I want you to push this out of your crown chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Push it into the angel's hands. Good, good, good. You need this open. Let's get this brain and mind clear. Good. Let it go. Yeah, that's feeling better already, I bet. Good. excellent. They're pulling it all out until there's just beautiful light. Now, before these angels help you close the chakra, Archangel Michael would like to pour some beautiful white golden light in there. White light's very healing, and it helps you to open up your intuition. And so before he closes, he's going to sprinkle some beautiful white light, just like the first fallen snow, the purest light. He's sprinkling it in. Allow him to do so. You may feel some tingles. Good. Now it's your job to close the chakra or bathtub stopper up. Excellent. Relax and take that deep breath. You earned it. Good. Now we're going to open up that third eye. It's, like I said, in the middle of your forehead. Picture the same bathtub stopper. Open it up. Allow these beautiful angels to pull out any muck that's in there. Good. Picture that black muck coming up. Open that stopper good and wide. Let Archangel Michael pull. He's the lead angel here. Good. Let's open that one up. Let's get you to see what you need to see in this world, especially with your intuition. Good. Push a little more. Let any residual that's stuck in there out till you feel it's so pure and so clean. And for those of you who get migraine headaches, let that go too. You clear this chakra, you get far less headaches and neck trouble. I find that when the chakras block, your neck may bother you. So let it go. Good. And before we close this chakra, we're going to put some beautiful lavender light, the color of lilacs in the spring. That also helps with your intuition. Allow Archangel Raphael to sprinkle lavender light. Sprinkle it all inside. Again, you may feel that tingling. And then would you help him by shutting the chakra again, closing it down? Good. Clear and spinning. Now, let's open up your throat chakra. Good. Right where you felt it, in the middle of your throat. Open it up. Allow Archangel Gabriel to pull that thick muck out. Good. Pull, pull, pull. Most of us have troubles in this area expressing ourselves. Allow each of the three angels to pull. Gabriel's the lead this time. He's the angel of communication, so he does not want this area blocked in any way. Good. Let him pull. Take some deep breaths. Push the rest out. Good. And then don't laugh at me, but before we close this one, I don't use the traditional chakra color for the throat. I like to use, I call it Barbie's Dream House Pink, that hot pink that you see in Barbie's Dream House. And you'll ask why, because pink is the color of laughter. And if I can add that to your throat, it means you're going to laugh more. So before he closes this, I want you to picture this beautiful, beautiful pink light going in. Yeah, that bright Barbie pink, like bubblegum pink going into that. Excellent. Excellent. I bet you're giggling already. Yeah, good, good, good. And let's allow this chakra to be closed again. Good. And I bring you all the laughter in the world. And may your voice be such a gift to you. Ah, next one is the heart chakra, one of the most important. Let's picture the bathtub stopper over your heart. Open it up. And let go of every piece of black junk that's in there. Anything or anyone who's ever broken your heart, let it go. just lessons learned. Let Archangel Raphael, who is the healer of the heart, let it go. Good. Push, push, push. Let it out. You don't need any of this in there. Good. And before we close this one, I'm going to use the beautiful color yellow, just like the sun. Let's warm this area. Good. He's sprinkling. I actually see Metatron in there, too, sprinkling some beautiful, beautiful yellow light in there. Let's close it up. Good. You have so much love to give. Let's give it freely. Okay, your next one is your solar plexus, right where your belly button is. Let's picture a bathtub stopper right where your belly button is. Open it up and let all four of these archangels, we got four now, pull out any muck. Again, this is your second brain. That's why most people have stomach issues. They think too much with their tummy. Let it all out. With a deep breath, push. Push it into the archangel's hands. Let go of any junk that you don't need, anything you can't stomach. Push it out. Especially those of you with stomach issues. Let them go. Let this chakra spin freely. Excellent job. Before I close this beautiful solar plexus, close it with the most beautiful ocean blue, the color of the ocean, so that everything flows in there freely. Nice warm ocean water, tropical water. I ask that you close the bathtub stopper up. Good. And a deep breath. You're doing a great job. Your next one is your sacral. Good. And it's located right below your navel. Excellent. This is where all your creativity is, your sexual pleasures, your feelings for others, your feelings for yourself. Allow this bathtub stopper to open. And allow these four angels to pull the muck out. Excellent. Good. Pull, pull, pull. Push, push, push. And relax. Good. Now, before I close this one, we're going to put some, you know, the color of pumpkins in the fall, that beautiful orange. It helps to heal this chakra. It helps to stay there. And the color orange is very healing. When we see the color orange, we smile. Clowns wear orange and fun people. So let's put that back in for self-acceptance and feeling good. Let's close that chakra down with a beautiful orange light. Good. And your last chakra is your root chakra. Now, even though it's located at the base of the spine, for today, I want you to picture your bathtub stoppers at the bottom of your feet. These are your root chakras. They do begin at the feet, even though the chakra is known to be in the base. Picture the bathtub stoppers on both of the bottom of your feet and open them up. And see all four angels at your feet. Open it up and allow them to pull for anything or any time you didn't feel unwelcome on this earth. Allow them to pull, whether it's childhood, adulthood, any time in your life, adolescence, let them pull this out. Good. Good. Excellent. I want you to feel warm, protected, and loved wherever these feet stand. Now, before we close these chakras, I close them with a beautiful brown, the color of tree bark or roots, so that you'll always be rooted to Mother Earth and know what your mission is. So let's sprinkle in a little bit of that brown color in each foot. First the left, and then the right. Good. And then let's close them up. And anytime you don't feel grounded in a situation, you picture those tree roots coming out of your feet, and you see how much better you feel. Good job. I just want you to take some more deep breaths. When I do a chakra cleansing here, some of my clients will sit up and just feel a little lightheaded, only because you've gotten rid of all that junk and you're not used to all seven spinning at once. So you might want to grab a bottle of water or a little piece of chocolate. That does help keep not just the chakra spinning, but it also helps you to feel a little calmer. So, because sometimes when they all start spinning at once, we feel a little off, and that's very normal. Another thing is you can do this anytime you like or anytime you feel like someone or something's blocked your chakra. And if you have quartz crystals in the home, you can also, during the chakra cleansing, put them on the seven chakras, and they help draw out energy too. All right, good. I hope you enjoyed your chakra clearing. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me or on Facebook, and I'd love to answer any questions that you have about your chakras. All right, I am ready to take some phone calls. Are you there, Mark? I think my friend Mark took a nap. Hey, Mark.
There we go. Okay.
Did you take a nap on me?
No, I was enjoying my chakra clearing.
I was just going to say, I thought you got so relaxed.
It's funny, when you think about the chakras, I almost imagine one of those drag races where they have like the four or three lights or something that shoot down the board real quick. And
Exactly. Exactly. All right.
Okay,
now that you're all... I am ready. Who's my first caller?
Okay, we have Mia. Mia, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, I didn't hear your first name.
Mia.
M-I-A?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love that name.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What's your question today?
Is there any message on the other side for me?
Yeah, I got a mother figure coming through, honey. Is this your grandmother?
I'm not sure.
On your mother's side. Hello, Mia?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, have you lost your grandmother on your mother's side?
Yes, I have. Can you tell me what is she wearing?
Okay, let's see what she's wearing. To me, it looks like it's a very pale or light blue.
Okay.
Was that one of her favorite colors?
I lost her at a very young age, like when I was a toddler. I don't even remember.
Oh. Do you have a picture of her where she has that color on?
It's black and white.
Okay, so you can't tell. And she says that you need to open your heart up. What's going on with matters of the heart?
There's anxiety. I just like to know how I can deal with anxiety.
Ah. So what she's saying is, first you need to love yourself. You're not loving yourself. How come?
I have been working on loving myself.
Good. And what she's saying to me is the anxiety comes from you worry about things before they happen. Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, how come? Let's take it a minute at a time. Let's enjoy each minute of the day. And is there something where you need to go to Florida or something around Florida?
No, I haven't planned anything.
Right.
I've been thinking about moving there, but it's not coming up yet.
It's not? Because she just keeps showing me the state of Florida. What's stopping you?
Well, I just finished nursing school, and I have to take my board.
Ah, so it's just a delayed thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's where the anxiety is coming from. It's I haven't taken the board, which is next week, and so I'm already feeling the anxiety.
Why? You know you're going to pass it. You know all the stuff, and you're a full-fledged healer. The only thing, we got to get you that degree.
Mm-hmm.
And who's Norma? Norma, N-O-R-M-A? Someone who's passed?
My grandmother passed so young, and it might have been her nickname. I'm not sure.
What was her real name?
It's so long. It's an Asian name. Because I have like some French in me.
But I hear the name Norma.
Yes, and I don't know about my French side.
Okay, is your mom still living?
Yes.
Ask Mom who Norma is. She'll know what that means. And what's your dad's name?
Peng.
H-A-N-K?
No, P-H-E-N-G.
Ah. And are you upset with him right now?
Controlling when I was a child, and I didn't like that. But I've learned to forgive myself and forgive him.
Yeah, he's a strong presence, and I feel like if you can start to forgive him, Mia, he's going to get closer to you. And what's your brother's name?
I don't know, because my mother had a miscarriage.
Ah, after you?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a brother. I don't know if you knew what his name was, but you have a blessing from heaven from a brother. And he says you're going to do great in that test. What are you worried about?
Oh, wow.
Woo-hoo.
That's awesome.
You got it. Can I draw a few cards for you, Mia?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. All right, I'm going to shuffle the deck. And let me know when your energy's in there, and I'll deal out three cards for you.
Okay.
Good. I'll take them from the middle. One, two, three. Good. First one, self-acceptance. Don't you know you're God's masterpiece? How come you're not seeing it that way?
Oh.
When you start to love yourself, things fall into place. Do you see that?
Yes.
No significant other for you yet?
No.
The next card's new love. Are you open to new love this year?
Yes.
Yay. You got new love, new job, and new move. How's that?
Oh, this is awesome.
Good. Except your next card is balance. What, you take on way too much. Do you know that?
Yes. I am an empath. I am very sensitive, and I take on a lot.
It's not just your energy you take on. You take on everybody else's?
Yes.
So you're going to be a great nurse because you feel people's pain, but you can't take on their pain. Do you see that? Intuitively, you can say, I know what's hurting in your body, but it's not your pain, Mia, okay? You can heal them, pray for them, love them, but please don't take it on yourself.
Yes, I've been trying, but it's just so hard that it gets absorbed into my energy field.
Okay, so how do you protect yourself so that it doesn't get absorbed? See, that's where the chakras are so blocked. Did you do the chakra cleansing?
Yes, it's beautiful. I love it.
Good. Keep doing this. But nurses and healers need to do that even more often. But what you're going to do is picture yourself in a bubble of white light, And what happens is your energy stays intact and no one can permeate inside. Do you see that? Like you're inside a balloon, a white balloon.
Francine, is there anything else stronger? Because I do the bubble of white light and I still pick up.
Yeah, you can also add golden light. And you know what else I add? You're going to giggle. You know that bubble wrap that they wrap presents in when they're packaging stuff?
Oh, yes.
The one you snap.
You can squeeze and make noise?
Yes. Picture yourself in that bubble wrap. That's heavy duty when you need wrapping.
Okay.
It works. I promise you, that does work. Picture yourself in that bubble wrap, and even if someone bumps against you, they can't pop your bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I promise. All right, will you keep in touch with me?
Absolutely.
Good. When you move to Florida, will you send some of that weather our way?
Oh, yes.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. All right, you take care.
All right.
All righty, and we're bringing Amy on.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm hanging in there.
Oh, just hanging in there?
Well, this weather's starting to get...
I know. What are you doing about it? Let's start with that.
Well, I'm just trying to stay warm.
Good. And do you say, this too shall pass?
Yes.
Good. Because you know that New England is, are you in a New England?
Pardon me? I missed the last thing you said. Hello?
Francine, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. I got you, Amy. Okay, bear with us for a minute. Francine? All right, stand by, Amy.
Okay.
Can't hear her. Francine, I don't know if you can hear us or not, but we can't hear you. Okay, stand by, Amy. I'm going to try to get her back.
Okay.
All right, Amy, I'm just waiting for her to call back in, so I'm going to go ahead and just play some music for a few minutes. If you can just stand by, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
We seem to have lost the line, so I'm just waiting for her to call back into the show. And let's see, what do I got that I can play for everybody? Let's do the introduction song I usually do for the men's show once a month. Thank you.
that I was lost. I had tried too many shortcuts, and the cost left my heart broken. So I had it closed for repair. Wandering in my desert, your oasis appears. You're like a long, cool drink of water. I'm thirsty, that's clear when I taste you. I know you, I know you, I do. Can you feel it? Tell me, I need to know.
All right, and that's Colette Bell Reed's song from her album Calm. So we have Francine back on, and Amy, you are back on.
Hey, Amy, I am so sorry. We lost power. Everything went dead.
Oh, I understand.
Oh, I can't wait till summer either, or spring. So what's your question?
My question is, do you see a job change coming up for me in the future?
All right, do you see job change? Why do I feel you fear a new job? Is that true? You fear changing jobs, even though you don't like this one?
No, there's one that I put out there for, and I actually work for state government, and I really don't want to make the change. I'd like to stay in government because of my benefits and my seniority, and that might be the fear.
That's the fear.
Because I don't want to leave because of the seniority and the benefits, because I'm almost going to have 15 years in December, and then that'll add an extra week's vacation for me, and I don't know of a place where I'm going to find
exactly
the low health care costs that I pay. If I could something, it would be a higher wage where I could afford the health care costs.
Yeah, I almost feel like the transition. Yeah, I almost feel like you don't want to leave this job, even though it's not. That's not where you want to be. Is there a next level of this job you can go to?
There is, if there would be something open as another agency within the government, but nothing. I keep checking the boards and everything like that, but nothing has come open yet.
Yeah, because I feel like you're anointed to stay at this where you are. But unless there's like a higher position, I don't want to see you lose all those benefits either. Well, let's talk, what's so bad about the job you're in?
It's a very negative atmosphere. And
what if you have come, what if you've come to change the atmosphere? Does that make sense? What if you've come to teach them?
It's difficult because if you're not in a group of people,
Well, I don't see a job change right now. Can you do the best you can? Can I draw some cards to see if it's coming?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to shuffle them. I want you to let me know, Amy, when your energy's in there. And have you lost your grandfather on your mother's side, honey?
Yes.
Do you remember him?
Yes, he's very well.
He's one of your spirit guides. He says he's with you so many hours during the day. And new car, are you doing something with a new car?
No.
Okay. One, two.
Okay, I'm good.
And three. Excellent. All right, good. I do see new beginnings around a job, but I don't see it till next year at this time. Can you hang in there?
Well, next year?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say next fall. Yeah, I feel like you make major changes in the fall.
But I also feel like there's a friend who helps you transitionalize into the new job, but it has something to do with government as well.
Okay. I'd even take something with the same pay just to get moved up to the next level.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
Also,
down the road.
Yeah, and also surrender and release means while you're at this job, where do you go to get rid of your frustrations? It's like you're taking them all home and bottling them up.
I try to do volunteering as much as I can with my kids' activities and things at the school. Like I'm involved with the PTA, and I try to get involved in that way.
Good, because that makes you feel
me
good.
Busy. Yeah.
It makes you feel good because you're giving back. But on a daily basis, I want you to say to your angels, I surrender and release all the negativity of this current job. And I ask that you put a new job in my path that I'm anointed to do. Okay? And do you have a little boy? Do you have a little boy, your youngest little boy?
Yes, I have two.
What's his name, the younger son?
Connor.
How old? 8, 9?
My older son is 8.
All right, what's his first name? That's who I want.
Tristan.
Christian or Tristan?
Tristan.
Oh, I like that name too. And why does he seem so quiet lately? Can you not pull things out of him?
Me and him have a tumultuous relationship right now where he is been acting out towards me.
Because he's mad at you. He's looking for your love, Mom. So now he's just going to be quiet. And when you're around, he's not even having conversations with you because he's afraid he's saying all the wrong things. And now he's acting out because he's looking for any type of attention. And can you give him a big hug when he gets home from school?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's been getting violent with me, like hitting me, and he's done it in public too.
Yeah, ask him why he's so mad at you. Say, let's fix this. I know you're upset with me. What have I done to upset you, and let's try to fix it. He shouldn't be hitting you, but there's a reason why he is. Kids only bully if something's bothering them. I feel he's mad at a father figure, but you get the brunt of it. Does that make sense?
No, I don't.
Does he not see his dad? Is his dad busy working?
No. My husband does take him, and he does do things with him. And I do, too. But he doesn't agree with the way, and he's not on the same page with me when I take away privileges when he acts like that. He doesn't agree with, like I told him, I think he needs to go into counseling, and he disagrees with me.
Yeah. If you can get out of him what's bothering him, I feel like he wants to be with his dad more, and then he gets mad at his dad because he can't. But the anger is coming out on you, Mom, because obviously you're the disciplinarian. But he also needs to be told what's right with him. Can you try that?
Okay.
And then if you feel he still needs counseling or life coaching, that's okay. But he's looking for your love, Mom. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Amy, I wish you all the best. Stay warm.
Okay, thank you.
Bless you, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, Mark, you're on there.
Howdy, Francine. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just wondered, what's
hey,
that?
Hey, I know who you are. I can recognize your voice.
Yeah, I just decided to call in today to see if there's any extra messages.
Good. Are you there still? You cut out for a minute.
Well, been having some phone issues today, but I just wanted to see if there's extra messages. We're heading into a pretty intense time coming up, and want to take care of the relationship personally as well as work. So I wanted to see if there's any messages going on with that.
Good. Well, we all know you're a busy beaver at work. How's that feel?
It feels pretty good.
I also feel that there's something coming up that where they're going to make a big decision soon. Around
right.
work, around.
Right. Are you sensing like April?
I'm sensing something in the spring where a big decision is made around this work. Does that make sense?
Yep.
But in your favor, does that, like all your work comes to fruition?
Thank
you.
All
that hard work pays off, do you know what?
I hope so. We need to change leadership at work.
Good. And why do I feel you're the person that's the catalyst that does this?
Because I've been arguing with the boss for the last 2 weeks. So
your voice is loud and clear, I feel. Good. Now, matters of the heart, that's a difficult one. Are you patient?
You know me, I'm fairly patient, but I hate being patient.
I know. But see, God sends you what you need, what you don't have. That too changes this summer, you'll see. Something changes with this girl where she says, I need to go back home again. Are you feeling any of that?
Well, actually, I just talked with her last night, and she said that she's getting a little sick. She's got some allergies, and she's never had allergies. Now, it's a minor thing, but I just wonder if that's...
Yeah, that's her angel's way of saying, you're going back home again. You've been gone too long.
So... And then,
Go ahead, and then I'm gonna draw
some cards and see what comes up.
All right, let me know. I'm shuffling. Let me know when your energy's in there.
No.
Yay. And three. When do you play? That's your first card. Fun day. When do you play? P-L-A-Y. All work and no play, Mark. How come?
Because for me, this is fun. It's a little bit stressful, but this is my fun. And with the winter that we've been having here in the Midwest, too, it went from 6 inches of snow to 40 degrees in 24 hours.
So you got to go with the flow.
Yep.
All right, playfulness means that in the midst of this, just giggle a lot. Make fun of things. Make light. It means that you're almost there. It's like you've almost broken through. Your next one is intention. Once this is over in April, you set even higher goals for yourself. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's not enough. It's like, oh, my God, now this feels good. I did the right thing, and I'm ready for the next set. And power. You are really showing your power, and I don't mean in an egotistical kind of way. You're telling people, hey, listen to me. I know how to get things done. And people are listening, and that empowers you. Good for you. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. You're feeling empowered, and that sometimes you don't have to shout, but people are still listening. And your boss respects you for doing this. Do you get this?
I'm not sure the boss respects me, but other people I respect do.
Yeah, I feel he does. He may not be telling you that, but you're giving him a run for his money. How's that?
Well, that makes me feel better. So.
Good. And know that your grandmother is all around you pulling strings.
I know that. She's far too strong to just sit quietly.
Do you have a birthday that just came up or went by? Or?
No. Birthday's in the summer.
Okay. Who's got the February birthday?
My mother.
Ah, it's your mom. Okay. Because I just see a February birthday, but I see Grandma with the white candle. All right, sweetheart. It was so nice talking to you. Will you keep in touch?
Absolutely.
All right. You got it. And stay warm.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye. Take care, Mark. Nice. Thank you for calling.
Yep. Bye. Yep.
Bye.
All righty. How are we doing on time? You want to take another one?
Sure. I don't have a clock. All my clocks are out, so.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'll take one more.
Okay, Christine?
Yes.
Hey, Christine.
Hi, Brandy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Is there a little echo on your line?
There is just a little bit.
I know.
I'm hearing an echo.
I think it's my cell phone, and I so apologize.
It's okay.
All right. What's your question? Welcome.
Welcome. I wanted to find out, I'm thinking about expanding my business and wanted to see what you thought about that.
Well, you are a healer. You know this, pal. Is your business in the healing field?
Yes.
What is it?
I own a yoga studio.
Ah, of course you do. And why do I feel it's right on the money for you to do this?
I don't know. Maybe because that it's right on the money for me to do this,
I feel like you have so many people in your energy field, you almost have to do this. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
I don't just feel expanding, but I feel, are you teaching classes in other places other than your own studio?
I do corporate. I do some corporate, and I'm trying to, yeah.
What I want you to do is, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the expansion is in the size of my studio, is in actually yeah.
I feel as though the timing's right. I also feel like you could even do large groups or corporate in your space if it's large enough. Yeah, almost feel like you've outgrown the old space.
Yes.
Yoo-hoo, are you ready to look around?
Well, it's actually, we can basically knock down a wall and double the space of my studio where I currently am.
Then you need to start getting the sledgehammer.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I draw a few cards for you? Let's see if that comes up in your cards.
Sure.
I'm shuffling right now. What's your soulmate's name? Because that popped out of the deck.
My soulmate's name is Greg, my husband.
Greg. Does he not agree with this? I feel like he's giving you a hard time.
No, he's very on board. I was looking at another space, and he was very much against the other space. He's super on board. He's kind of the one that's leading the charge with this.
Good. So the fact that he was giving you a hard time means that you wanted to leave this space to go somewhere else. He's right on the money. And I just feel, Christy, people are naturally drawn to you. Are you seeing this? All right, your first card is divine timing, which means the timing is perfect for you to do this.
Okay.
Do it before spring. And your next one, how many children do you have?
I just had my first daughter 6 weeks ago.
Woohoo! And how old, 3 months?
She's 6 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, Christy, know that this child is being blessed. She will be a healer just like her mom. You know this already. And I also feel the next one is freedom, financial freedom. Once you get this place back on the ground again, back up and running, you're going to see even more financial freedom around your business. And is your husband handy so that he can help?
Very handy, yeah.
I feel like he's the catalyst that gets this moving. Yeah,
yes.
You got it all, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you. I wanted to ask one quick question. I've been seeing 11-11.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Ever since I had my daughter, I've been, like, every time I look at the clock, like, just, in, like, I just see, like, 1-1-1-1. Ever since I had her, what does that mean? It means that
she's a high healer, she's a crystal child or a rainbow child, I'm not sure which, I would have to see a picture, and it means that you've been sent a beautiful gift from heaven, but that she's going to be a high healer, and to cultivate her and make sure she stays on the right path. The 1111 is just, it's such a significant number between you and your angels. It's almost like a personal message, like the gateways of heaven are open and we've sent what you need. Yeah, she's going to be a high one. You'll see.
Okay. Awesome.
All
thank
right,
you.
Sweetheart. I wish you all the best in your new yoga studio.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Take care.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
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 All right. So I want to say thank you to Rose and Julie. We're sorry we didn't get to you. We're sending you lots of love and energy. And Francine, you're all set. As always, it's great to have you on. We have you set up to be back on in March.
Thank you. I promise the power won't go out. I don't know what happened. I do apologize to all my listeners.
Yeah, so thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Francine's Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio. And if you missed any part of the show and you want to listen to it on the replay, you can go up to the same link that you found the show on, and the show will be available to you. Have a great day, Francine.
One more thing. Happy birthday again. Enjoy
okay,
your day.
Okay, thank you.
All
okay,
right,
bye-bye.